Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The all-party meeting convened by the government in view of the Pahalgam terror attack is underway in New Delhi. The meeting taking place at the Parliament House complex is chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Senior Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Mallikarjun Kharge, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Tiruchi Siva of DMK, NCP leader Praful Patel, Supriya Sule of NCP SP, Ram Gopal Yadav of SP, Sanjay Singh of Aam Aadmi Party, Prem Chand Gupta of RJD, P.V. Midun Reddy of YSRCP, Sudip Bandopadhyay of TMC are among those who were attending the all-party meeting. During the meeting, a two-minute silence was observed in honour of the innocent lives lost in the Pahalgam terror attack. Governor Lieutenant General Richard K.T. Pernak has conveyed his warmest greetings to the people of the state, especially to the Tangsa Bidran on the auspicious occasion of Momol. He wished that the festivity brings peace, harmony and prosperity to every corner of the state. In his message, the governor said that Momol, deeply rooted in the rhythms of agriculture, marks the beginning of the sowing session, a time of hope, renewal and gratitude. It is a celebration of crops and seasons and a profound expression of the Tangsa community's vibrant culture, cherished values and deep connection with nature. It is truly heartening to witness how our Tangsa brethren have faithfully preserved their ancestral customs, passing them down with pride and love from one generation to the next, he further said. Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh Manish Kumar Gupta co-chaired a high-level meeting with Tarun Kapoor, advisor to the Prime Minister, to assess the progress of several critical infrastructure and development projects in the state today. In a social media post, the Chief Secretary informed that the meeting focused on key initiatives like the Northeast Frontier Highway, the Comprehensive Scheme for Strengthening of Transmission and Distribution System, and Solid Waste Management. Emerging opportunities in agriculture and hydroelectric power were also discussed as part of the state's broader development roadmap. He said that the advisor to the Prime Minister had provided strategic guidance which will significantly aid Arunachal Pradesh in advancing its developmental vision. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men chaired a meeting with the Bhupen Hazarika Cultural Trust and the Organizing Committee for the birth centenary celebration of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika at Arunachal Bhavan, Guwahati today. In a social media post, Main informed that the meeting focused on planning a befitting tribute to the bird of the Brahmaputra at his birthplace in Arunachal Pradesh on the 13th September next year. The deputy CM further informed that the centenary event will feature cultural performances, curated renditions of Bhupendra Sangeet by local artists, and a cultural exchange program between Assam and Arunachal. The celebration will also reflect on Dr. Hazarika's lasting legacy and his deep emotional bond with the state, Main added. The mortal remains of Corporal Tage Hailiang arrived at his hometown Jiro this morning. Tage was killed in the Pahalgam terror attack on April 22. People from all walks of life have gathered at his residence to pay their last respects, including Chief Minister Pema Khandu. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu said that the loss is beyond measure and the people of Arunachal Pradesh stand in solidarity with the family during this time of profound sorrow. To honor late Tage's sacrifice, Mr. Khandu has announced a government job for a member of the bereaved family, financial assistance of rupees 50 lakh and construction of a permanent memorial at his native village. The martyr will be laid to rest with full military honor tomorrow morning. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert over East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Lohit and Namsai districts of Arunachal Pradesh. These places are very likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall in isolated places over the next 24 hours. The IMD has also issued a yellow alert over 11 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. Additionally, IMD has predicted an increase in the rainfall activity over the state from today until 28th April. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.